All right, Josh, I know you guys have been a little silent ever since Disney acquired Playdom last year. Actually, no, it'd be 2 years ago. It'd be 2010, if I remember correctly. But you guys have still been working on things, and you're about to bring one of those projects to light. Tell us, what exactly have you been working on? What are you guys going to bring out pretty soon?
Oh, yeah, no, it's been about a year we've been in the secret labs, but we're about to bring out Marvel Avengers Alliance. And if you are a fan of the movies or a fan of the comics, you are going to love this game. And best of all, it's on Facebook, so you'll be able to play with your friends.
And I would imagine that would also make it free to play?
Oh, definitely, definitely. It's free to play. It's a combat strategy turn-based game. If you're familiar with like Final Fantasy or Dragon Quest or those type of games, it's going to be just like that. It has the depth of a collectible card game. But, you know, it's accessible to pretty much everybody.
And at this point, I should probably say full disclosure, I'm not really a Facebook user. I've used it before. I understand the concepts, and I understand some of the basic gameplay of some of these games. But, you know, because I don't use it on a daily basis, I may not be up to date on everything involving Facebook games. But I do know that quite often friends will play a huge role in how you play different Facebook games. So how are those relationships with my friends going to work for me in this game?
Well, so you have to know what's going on first in the Marvel Universe for Avengers Alliance. And, you know, everyone's seen the Iron Man movies. They've seen, you know, the teasers at the end of Thor and Captain America. And Nick Fury, basically, is recruiting agents for S.H.I.E.L.D. And for those who don't know, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s a peacekeeping, intel, and security organization. And all these agents are being recruited because there's an event on the horizon. And this event's called the Pulse. Basically, there's this alien material from deep space. It slams into the Earth. And so everyone in the Marvel Universe, they get all their eggheads together, you know, they're Reed Richards, they're Tony Starks, and they're like, what is this stuff, you know? And it turns out it's Isotope 8. And so like, well, what is this isotope? It's Isotope 8. And basically it's stuff that takes your natural abilities and increases them, you know, and it grows them exponentially. So the villains are like, oh, we got to get our hands on this stuff. And the heroes are like, well, we got to get our hands on this stuff too. So it becomes like this cosmic arms race where everyone's trying to get this stuff to power themselves up.
That sounds like it could be interesting.
It's super interesting. I mean, we have this in-depth plot. We have actually, we worked with one of the Marvel's writers, with Alex Irvine. He did some of the Daredevil noir books. He did a novelization of an Iron Man film. So we've had Marvel on board the entire time, you know, even before the Disney acquisition of Playdom. So it's been an awesome experience to work with the minds, the geniuses, the architects behind the comics and the movies, and then kind of bring that into a special, unique thing on Facebook.
And such a relationship that you guys would have where you could work closely with the people working on the movie could easily lead to some sort of connection between this game and that big blockbuster movie coming out later this year. You guys have any comment on that?
No, it's definitely on the radar, but I can't talk about that right now.
Hey, that's a fair enough answer. But maybe something you'd be willing to talk about is the currency system, or at least the currency systems that you have in this game, because you guys will have gold, silver, money, and shield points, all as different forms of currency that you can use in this game. And I thought that was an interesting choice. Why did you choose to have four different types of currency in the game?
Well, basically, these are your resources that you use in the game. All of the different currencies and resources are totally obtainable just by playing through the game. We have silver, you know, which is one of the main currencies that's used to kind of, you know, keep your gear in shape, you know, upgrade the new uniforms. There's also gold, which you can, you know, convert into other currencies. It's kind of like an exchange rate thing. You can use command points to recruit new heroes to add to your strike force. And then we have these this resource called shield points, which is used for research. And research is a huge part of the game, where if you want to tech up and, you know, have like maybe a bunch of items that help heal or defend your heroes, well, you know, you have to exchange these resources with your friends and then, you know, grow a better cache of weapons, a better cache of items. Also, with the hero recruitment, you know, some people may choose to go like maybe the more stealthy kind of like Invisible Woman, Spider-Man, and those are like, that's the team members that they recruit into their alliance. But other people may, you know, they want the powerhouses, you know, they go with like the Hulk or they go with Thor. And so it's a totally customizable experience for the player.
And that brings us to probably one of the bigger hooks inside this game, and actually something surprisingly we haven't talked about to this point yet. You guys are making a game about superheroes. That's obviously going to be a huge draw. So who do you have in your lineup?
Oh, man, the heroes are the stars of the show. We got Wolverine, we got Storm, we got Luke Cage, Iron Fist, we got the Fantastic Four, you know, Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, The Thing, we got, you know, Spider-Man, Black Cat, we got Iron Man, Thor, we have Sif. I mean, we even have some obscure C-list characters that people may not know of, you know. And
hey, by all means, test me.
Okay, well, let's see. Do you know She-Hulk?
No.
Oh, well, we have a She-Hulk. It's actually Bruce Banner's cousin. You know, she gets the gamma radiation in her bloodstream, and you know, now she hulks up just like the Hulk. So we have a bunch of like really cool characters.
You know, in hindsight, I probably should have started off by saying that I know absolutely nothing about comic books. Really, my view into the Marvel Universe has always been through the number of movies you guys have put out for the years, so that probably wasn't a great test of anything.
Oh, well, the cool part is that if you're just familiar with the movies, you're going to know who these guys are. You know, everyone knows who Wolverine is. You know, Snicked Bub. I mean, that's what he does, right? So everyone's going to be familiar with these characters. And the cool part is we're approaching this as kind of a Marvel 101. So for the characters that you may not be familiar with, we introduce them to you. There's a story involving all of them, and it's just a beautiful setup.
I'll be honest. The word story was not one I expected to hear from you today, because when you think about casual games or social games, or pretty much any game that doesn't fall into that big AAA sort of category of games that are, at least, you know, the first example whenever game is brought up, when you think outside of those, story is not exactly a word that comes up often, or at least not, I should say that, at least it's not the word that most people think of first. So I guess this is a roundabout way of asking, how are you guys going to handle story? Are you guys going to give us little chunks here and there that are separate to everything else? Is there going to be sort of an overarching story arc throughout the entire game? You know, how are you guys going to handle story?
Oh, we're doing both, actually. We do have our main story, which you could spend months and months just playing through the game and, you know, learning about the plot twist and who's doing what and who are the key players, traveling all throughout, you know, Manhattan, sending off your heroes to different exotic places like Wakanda or Madripoor, you know. And we also have quick gameplay through like our PvP system. So there's that aspect of if you want to challenge other players and kind of see who the better, you know, agent is, who can actually, you know, help lead these heroes into combat, you can actually, you know, test your combat prowess against each other.
And if we can talk about that for a second, your PvP or player versus player system, and actually just combat in general, because it's not a topic we've really touched on in great detail so far in this interview. I'm just wondering, how are the different types of combat in this game going to work?
Well, so because the player starts off as a recruited S.H.I.E.L.D. agent with Nick Fury, you know, they have themselves, their own persona, they're working with the heroes, and then they choose who they want on their team. So let's say they want, say, Kitty Pryde and Colossus from the X-Men on their team. And different heroes have different abilities, different attacks that they can do, and some of them play really well with each other. Like Kitty Pryde can, you know, phase in and do an attack which leaves an enemy exposed, and then Colossus can, you know, finish him off with this huge attack which maybe like pops exposed and does like massive damage or something. And then of course you have the, you know, your S.H.I.E.L.D. agent there commanding the battle the whole time, and you know, you could be, you know, giving them healing buffs, you could be, you know, chucking grenades. You know, if you want to go ninja, you can get a katana and just start, you know, slicing and dicing if you want.